the home of JK and Joel at breakfast. This is 96.3 Radio Air, Leeds.
2 minutes past five with the latest for Leeds and West Yorkshire, Jim Folger.
Tonight, what's thought to be the gap in railings where a Leeds student fell to his death have been closed. Matthew Wilcox was last seen on a night out with friends before his body was pulled from the River Aire earlier this month. Radio Air's Sarah Bolton has more.
19-year-old Matthew had been out at Mission Nightclub last month. He left alone and then vanished. Just over a week later, his body was pulled from the River Aire by police divers by Asda House. Today, a slim half-metre gap in the guard railings near Riverside Court has been closed off. The council had written to the private landlords asking them to do the work after fears that was the place Matthew fell in and drowned.
Sarah Bolton reporting tonight. A three-day strike by British Airways cabin crew will go ahead from midnight. Talks between the Unite Union and BA have ended in failure today. The airline say many of its flights will be covered, though. Police officers from West Yorkshire who helped find Shannon Matthews could be helping in the hunt for Madeleine McCann. The Home Office is deciding if a new investigation is needed after discussions with Jerry and Kate. A West Yorkshire man's been jailed almost 20 years after he kidnapped and indecently assaulted a four-year-old girl. Police used new DNA techniques to catch 48-year-old Terry McVicar, who was actually in prison on another charge when he was arrested. He's been given three life sentences today. In sport, Leeds Rhinos are back in action tonight. Hull KR come to Headingley. Leeds have won three and lost three so far this season. Coach Brian McLennan.
We're glad to be playing in front of our home fans, and the pitch is getting a little bit better now, so it should make for a good contest.
And Lady Gaga's been explaining why she passed out on stage earlier this week. She collapsed during final number Bad Romance during a gig in New Zealand. She told an Australian radio station it was because she'd just flown in.
The jet lag just really, really
hit you.
Caught up with me.
Yeah.
And I did. I passed out about three times on stage that night. You know, I would rather, like, die on stage than walk off the stage.
And the weather cloudy with outbreaks of rain overnight tonight. Your weekend mostly dull tomorrow with the odd shower around. Sunday is unsettled and windy at times. Lows tonight, though, 8 Celsius, 46 Fahrenheit.